Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Automated Millionaire video / podcast. I'm Michael Pitzner, and I'm known as the Automated Millionaire, and I'm also the creator and founder of all the programs offered by the Automated Millionaire, and is available on theautomatedmillionaire.com. I help small and medium-sized businesses of all kinds of industries and all kinds of geographical areas. And I help the business owners and their teams making a better business, which basically means making more money and with speed. And I do so without them having to work harder. In fact, by implementing a unique business system that I call the Automated Millionaire Business System, I actually make it easier for the business owners to have a team and a staff of employees who are actually following a system that pretty much ensures that you'll get the result that you set out to get. Now, you can avail yourself to more information about this system via my website, theautomatedmillionaire.com, on which site you can also see a free no-cost training where I actually map out this system. So you can go there for more details on the system. In these podcasts and video channels and so on, what I am delivering is some insight from my trade as a business consultant and a business turnaround agent, where I've helped a lot of businesses who were very, very close to maybe even a bankruptcy level and turn those businesses around to successful, money-making, profitable, cash-producing machines in very short time, even as short as a few weeks or maybe a couple of months. Now, what I help to produce here in these episodes is some of the insights to how is it that I'm able to do so. So if you want to learn some of those secrets, we had our first series of episodes were all about the secrets that went behind the success of myself and also the same success that was shared by a lot of my colleagues, because we used a certain system and we had certain traits to it that basically, you know, delivered our secret sauce, so to speak, and delivered the success that we could help our clients achieve. We have also gone through our second series of these episodes, and the second series had all to do with mistakes that business owners make. And a lot of the mistakes that I went over, I've actually carried out myself. I'm not proud to say so, but I've been there. I've made a lot of mistakes myself, and thankfully, I've learned from him. Sometimes I had to go through the mistake several times before I learned it. Unfortunately, that is sometimes the case. Maybe I was a little thick-headed or something. But it's the reason I picked on the mistakes we make as business owners and as entrepreneurs is that because, you know, sometimes they cost us a lot of money. And if I can help you avoid some of the mistakes, or at least wake you up if you're in the midst of making some of these mistakes, then maybe I can help you save a lot of money, save yourself from a lot of grief and a lot of headaches. With most of the mistakes, when I pointed out a mistake, I would probably have given you an example of it, maybe an example from my own experience. And then also on top of that, I would have given you an insight to how else would you tackle it? What else would you do? And you know, what you'll find is it's not any bit more difficult. In fact, it's much more easy not to do the mistake, and it's certainly less expensive, and maybe even produces some extra profits on top of the profits that you are not losing out on because you made a mistake. Hope that makes sense. In this episode, I like to kind of carry on last episode. In last episode, what I did was I actually made a dedication to all the people that I can possibly help. So business owners of all kinds of industry, typically the smaller to medium-sized businesses, and helping them produce better results. And the idea behind why that is a big why for me is that I've been an entrepreneur pretty much my entire adult life. And I've been in the ups and downs, both in, you know, in career situations of a job taker, but certainly also as a business owner myself. I've had a lot of great successes, some of them really stellar, and I love those. But I certainly also seen the flip side of the coin of a lot of failures. And some of those failures were very detrimental, and some of the failures were really tough to get over. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we can all learn from the experiences of others. I have been very pleased myself to learn from a lot of mentors who have gone before me. Some of them, like I mentioned before, are, you know, maybe people who died many hundreds of years ago, but that we today can still study some of the material that they left for us. You know, they come typically in the form of a book on something. I also have currently a lot of present mentors, and they come from all kinds of walks of life and backgrounds and so on. So it depends a little bit about, well, am I studying mindset? Am I studying philosophy? Am I studying business? Am I studying leadership? Am I studying marketing? And, you know, all of those traits that I just mentioned there, I find from my perspective personally that they're all critically important. The only ones or two I didn't maybe have mentioned just now were maybe more on business size, business acumen, you know, and understanding numbers and understanding how the business numbers and structure and so on all work together. And then finally, maybe once you start making some good money, then maybe you want to learn a little bit about taxes. Now, when it comes to taxes, I am definitely an advocate of that you seek expert advice in whatever area that you can benefit from somebody who really knows that area of trade very well. So for instance, when it comes to taxes, I don't need to know all the particular tax, you know, the deductions I can make and the benefits I can make and how to structure and so on. Other than if I have a very, very good tax accountant, tax advisor, then they will tell me, in your situation, Mikhail, this is what I would do. Making this kind of money, you have this kind of opportunity, the best structure and best way of not avoiding tax, but certainly optimizing your final net take-home profits after taxes, optimizing it according to the confines of the law. So not tax avoidance, not tax evasion, but what I call a tax optimization. So again, what I mean is that I don't need to be the expert of everything. However, if you want to be a really successful and good business leader and so on, then I do believe that you need to understand certain basics of business acumen, as I call it, or business literacy. I believe that you are served very well by understanding how to learn to read your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet, and making a budget and so on. And I believe also, you know, sales and marketing are good skills and probably very necessary skills. If you recall from one or two episodes that has gone before us here, we have talked about a simplified business model, which basically consists of three compartments or three buckets to make a business. And the first one is that of sales. And what I've said always is that without the sales, you don't have a business. Without any sales, you don't have a business at all, so you have nothing, right? It doesn't matter that you have the production operators, the ability to deliver on something if you have no sales to deliver it to, right? And it doesn't help you that you know how to make the books and have the bookkeeping in place and have finance and the funding in place and so on. But again, you don't have a business where you're selling anything. So that is absolutely the key part, is first to have the sales. Without that, you have nothing. So I believe as a business owners, we need to understand some ideas about, you know, how do you make sales? How are you becoming successful in sales? Yes, granted, if you kind of totally suck at it, you can still be a great business leader and then have very good people at the sales. But ultimately speaking, I believe that the best leaders at the highest, you know, rank of the echelon, at the end of the day, they are so good at conveying a wisdom or a vision or a explanation or understanding about why their products or why their services are absolutely key to the audience that they serve, and therefore they pretty much also become very good salespeople without using any sales pressures technique or things of that nature. Now, what I said about a little bit about my dedication was also that, you know, I wanted to produce that in my podcast/video channels. And it was a little bit of a challenge set forth by one of my marketing mentors in this case. But again, it had a little bit to do with serving your clients, serving your customers, serving the potential clients, and even serving people who are just as you may be listening in or viewing in, just as an audience, maybe as a first-time visitor, but serving you at the highest possible level. for me, what that means is that, well, seeing that I have such experience with business and ups and downs and systems and automation and how to escalate and scale results and grow the profits and so on, well, that's the best way I can serve you, is to help you in giving you insights to how can you maybe take some of these ideas and implement for yourself. Now, I may have touched on in last episode a little bit, about the podcast. It took a time for me to get there. And I want to give you a little bit of explanation because of that. And it has to do with that I've actually always been very fond of audio. So, I listened to a lot of music when I grew up and so on. And even more so, I've been very fond of visual. So I really like art. You can see some art behind me if you're looking at the video channel. Of course, if you're listening in on the podcast, you can't see the art. But I love, great art. I love sometimes provocative art. I like sometimes weird art and so on. But I love the visual impressions. I love visual impressions of beautiful cities and beautiful oceans and beautiful skies, beautiful sunsets, nature, all kinds of visual stimuli. They definitely speak to me. So I've always been one who actually appreciates that. So I was very often behind the camera. But I knew also here that I wanted to serve more people. I've spoken before that, I had the privilege to serve a lot of companies by going out on site in person and training and teaching them, helping them, and, turning businesses around from almost complete failures to really great successes. And I loved it so much. And I know that the impact that had, not just for the business owners and the business owners' family, but also for all the employees and their families, and maybe even onwards to vendors and their families, and the ripple effects that can be really, really dramatically large, and really you're shifting, you're making a very large positive shift. And so what I've really been inspired to do is, like, I wanted to go big. I wanted to help many more people than what I was ever able to do in person, in on site and so on. And that's why I decided that, well, I need to take some of this knowledge and some of my perspectives and bring it out to a bigger audience. And the only way really I can truly get that out there in a bigger way is, either by books, by publications of some sort, but also publications in the form of videos or in the publication form of, let's say, the podcast. So that's why I finally took the leap to jump into making these series. And I can tell you from one thing, which is very certain, is like I have been thinking about doing this for a long time, and for the longest time I didn't do it. And the bigger reason I didn't do it, and we're going to talk about it, is the topic of this podcast here, really has a lot to do with fear, right? So in reality, we really have two large fears that we always, that really hinders us a lot in everything really that we endeavor in. And I think the first fear that we're going to hit on here is fear of judgment. So I am very fearful. I'm getting in front of a camera. I have a weird accent. I'm from Denmark, even though I've lived in the States for a long time by now, you can still hear the weird accent. I can't, of course, but everybody else says, where's that weird accent from, right? I'm conscious of being judged from that perspective. I'm also judged by, or at least I'm fearing I'm being judged like, well, Mikael, who are you to be in front of a camera? Who are you to be in front of a podcast and leading others in inspiration or in, matters of business and so on? Now, granted, I've had a lot of great success, so that gives me a confidence. But quite frankly, I have the same doubt and lack of self-confidence of getting myself in front of a large audience. I'm not really one to be on the stages, so to speak. I'm terribly fearful of it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fear of judgment. And so a couple of things I want to say about that, because we all have it, and it leads to us not doing it. I knew that I needed to do this because otherwise there's just no way really that I'll hit a lot of people up. There's no way that I can take what I know and help many more people than I possibly could by visiting one-on-one. So therefore, it's critical that I do this. It's also critical because, if I'm going to help a lot more people, I need to be out in a broader scope. So I have to overcome this fear. I have to overcome this barrier that I kind of set up in front of myself. And I wanted to say, you know, here's two solutions, because maybe you are in front of the same kind of wishes of doing more with what you got, and you probably have some really good talents within certain areas. I'm not saying for you necessarily to, you know, make a video channel or make a podcast or anything of that nature. I'm just saying something might sometimes be hindering you only because you're self-doubting. You're doubting if you're worthy. You're doubting. They call it in the industry here, of, you know, when you are, shall we say, out in here teaching others, and they're calling it very much of the imposter syndrome. You're questioning, you know, well, who am I to be the expert in anything, right? I wanted to give you two insights that's going to help you overcome it. One is, it's super uncomfortable, yes, and I've been, like I said, I've been fearful of being in front of the camera, being in front of the microphone, but you, first of all, you have to push on through. You just have to do it, and you'll have to accept that, yeah, when maybe you suck in the beginning, and then, you know, if you just keep it up, maybe you'll become better, because that's probably likely. It's like repetition is the mother of a lot of success, at least, right? So that's the one part, you know, push through it, push through the uncomfortable. You know, it's always been said, or very often said, that, you know, it's in the uncomfort zone that you'll find success. It's there you'll find the successes. And it's also doing things that, you know, doing what the 1%, what the 99% of people don't want to do, and you do it, now all of a sudden you become that 1%, and that 1% becomes that much more successful because they push on through it. So that's one thing. So first of all, you just got to do it. And then secondly, it's like you do it enough times and all of a sudden it becomes more comfortable. Let me say this. I'm now here. This is the 34th episode, I believe, that I'm recording right now. And, you know, yeah, I still doubt myself. I still fear, you know, I hope nobody's going to see that actually knows me or something silly of that nature. But, you know, you do more of them and all of a sudden becomes a little bit more natural, and it probably begins to sound a little bit better. Maybe we have a far way to go yet with me. I'm sorry if that's the case. But, you know, you do more of it and all of a sudden you're doing more of the uncomfortable. And if you do it enough times, it actually begins to be like, if I don't do it, it becomes uncomfortable. And maybe in this case, it's like, well, if I don't do it, I'm not helping enough people. If I don't do it, I know I'm not serving the people and the audience that I could be serving. I'm not doing enough for them. I'm being selfish. I'm holding it all for myself. So that's what I want to urge you to. And I want to urge you to look at it, you know, what are you maybe holding yourself back from doing that you could be doing just because you are fearing being judged? Now, the final thing I want to say about that part is that, you know what you're fearing in that capacity is probably going to happen anyways, and maybe it's probably happening already. So if we take the judgment, well, it's happening whether I'm out there or not, right? Let's say I go and do this thing and I totally suck at it, and yeah, they're going to judge me for that. But let's say I keep doing it and all of a sudden it becomes a little bit smoother, and all of a sudden it's really getting an inspiration with other people, and all of a sudden I'm getting a lot of success from doing it. I'm helping a lot more people from doing it, and by their successes, I arise in my success. Well, they're going to judge me all the way, and eventually they're going to judge me and say, wow, he really did it well, and wow, it's going to be one of those, like, he's an overnight success, when then, in fact, it's not the case. I've been struggling about things for a long, long time prior to it, but they never heard about it. So that's one thing, right? So it's you're going to be judged anyways. If you don't do it, well, you're going to get the same results that you have now. They may be good, they may be bad, they may be mediocre. And believe me, everybody's judging you anyways. They're saying, well, this guy really should be further ahead. I can't believe he can't pay his bill on time, or whatever it is. So you're being judged anyway. The final fear I want to talk about, I promise you I would talk about there's two fears in this, is the fear of failure. And so first off, I want to say, well, when you're an entrepreneur, you pretty much have to be tough-skinned and accept that there will be failures along the way. So that's one. And I think the great part and one of the traits that I love about entrepreneurs is that they do it anyways. You know, we take some hard knocks as entrepreneurs, And we are, I believe, a little bit special breed for doing that when most people, they rather just say, I don't dare do that. I don't dare risk the money. I don't dare risk losing my house. Or I don't dare risk losing my job. I don't want to risk my marriage because of my failure potential in business and so on. And I get it because, you know what, I've been through pretty much all of those. And it's hard, and it's not the choice outcome I wanted, but it is part of that life. And, you know, I could have said, well, no, I'm just going to be an employee, play it safe, and, you know, have smaller dreams, because that's basically what it is. It's robbing you of the dreams that you have, right? I also want to kind of hit upon that the failure, if we can begin to have the mindset that we learn from the failure. So I've learned a lot from my successes, and I like the idea that I like to learn from the successes. Whatever worked, I double down on it, I get even more success from it, and it's probably going to happen. But in truth is, if we don't learn from the failures, we're kind of missing a lot of opportunities. So I want you to think about, you know, all the failures that you get. If you can learn from the failures, you are getting way ahead of the curve. The final thing I want to say about the fear is the fear of failure. Well, it comes back to the fear of judgment, right? So when we are failing very often, it's much to do with that we don't really want to be known for, oh, he is a failure. He lost all his money, he lost his house, he lost his job, he lost his wife, you know, whatever it is. So they really much come down to maybe this one and same thing, right? Anyways, I hope that you can take some gold nuggets from this. I don't want to keep hammering it right now in this episode. I want to wrap it up for you. I'm appreciating you being here, appreciate your time. And time is a valuable commodity, but I think you get the idea. I think I said a lot of separate gold nuggets in this episode, and I hope that you really take from it all that you can, because I wish I had learned some of these things way earlier in my career. It would have served me very well, instead of maybe feeling like a victim sometimes, or feeling like the world is too harsh on you, or feeling it's tough and difficult, which it sometimes is. I mean, let's face it, sometimes life is tough. But if we can have that mindset, I truly believe you're going to get a better outcome, and you're going to be much more, you're going to have a strength that's different to overcome the tough times, right? We will talk in future, we'll talk more about mindset, because I am a firm believer that 90%, if not more, 90% of all success really roots in mindset, one way or the other. So mindset will be a big part of our discussion, but we are not going to dive deeper into that for now. I think I've said enough about mindset so far in this episode. So I hope you'll draw from it the plentiful amounts of nuggets that I think I brought in there. This was Michael Pitzner, also known as the Automated Millionaire. Thank you so much for being part of this journey. Thank you so much for listening and showing up here. I hope that you'll hit the like button. I hope you'll hit the subscribe button if you have not already. If you're brand new here, I'm really grateful for seeing you here or meeting you here. And I hope that you will return for tomorrow's episode. This is Michael Pitzner, the Automated Millionaire, signing off. Thank you.